Good morning, church. Okay, so we've been talking about relationships in the month of August. And right now I want to talk about something that cuts across every relationship. First of all, it's very important for us to know that the way God wired man, the human being, He wired us to be interdependent. He didn't wire us to stay alone. He did not. Whether you are a man, whether you are a woman, whether you are single or married, whether you are a child, whether you are a teenager, a youth, God didn't wire us to be lonely. He wired us to relate with each other, to relate with one another. So this morning I'll be talking about friendship. What is friendship? Very simply, let's just say friendship is a situation in which two people are friends. That's just, saying it very simply. But if you want to go a bit deeper, you say friendship is a state of enduring affection, esteem, and trust between two people. It is a state of enduring affection, esteem, and trust between two people. Now, it's many times we take a lot of things for granted, but friendships are very, very important. They are so important that studies show that when one has good friendships, good social relationships, good social support, they improve a person's prospects for good health and long life. When you have good friendships, good social support, you have a higher chance of living in good health and longevity. And really, those who did the studies could not really explain the reason why this is so. They tried to find out why this is so. But I know why this is so. Because when you do so, you are fulfilling God's purpose. When you have good relationships, good friendships, good social support, you are fulfilling God's purpose. So who is a friend? A friend is a person you know well and somebody you like a lot. When you hear the word friend, certain words come to your mind. You have trust, you have honesty, you have compassion, you have respect. Such words, when you think about a friend, trust, honesty, respect, and compassion, they come to your mind. Why? Because that person is dependable. When we talk about trust, that person is dependable for you. He's reliable. You know he's reliable. You know he's considerate. He feels for you. He feels with you. Or she feels for you. She feels with you. The person is caring for you. The person is honest with you. The person is sincere. If you want to hear an honest opinion, you go to that person. Because that person will not mince words. He will not deceive you. He will not tell you lies. He will not lead you astray. And that person respects you. He treats you with esteem, no matter your age. Now, it's very interesting to find out that friendship cuts across status, cuts across sex, cuts across age, cuts across a lot of things. Friendship is not limited. I don't have to be friends only with people of my age group. I don't have to be friends with only women or girls. The friendship we are talking about is not limited. I can be friends like I am friends with Baba Adegu. I can be friends like I am friends with Mama Adegu. I can be friends even like I am friends with Ayo. I can be friends like I am friends with Bolu. Bolu is a teenager. That is what God has created us to do. He wants us to be able to relate well with one another and with each other. Now, when we talk about friends nowadays, people say on social network, when you invite somebody, Kenekon, be my friend. That's not the kind of friend I'm talking about here. We're talking about friends that has to do with relating. And when we look at it, many times the people you become friends with, it's not as if you designed it. It's not as if you proposed it. There are some people you meet and just like that, you click. You just find out that, we are flowing. There are some people you meet, you work, you study them, you work at the relationship. Now, there are different types of relationships. You know the word friend, we use it so freely, so loosely. But really, it's not everybody that is really your friend. There are people that are your acquaintances. There are people that are your peers. Acquaintances, you just meet them. You know, what I know about you is what I've heard in church. You know? But we meet. Hello, hi. You know, and we do that. There are people that are your peers. Yes. Certain things like members of the worship team to which I belong. They are my peers. We have similar concerns, similar focuses. We meet a bit more often than the people I say, hello, hi. So they know a bit more about me. I know a bit more about them. But there are people that are a bit closer even than that. They know more than those people who are my peers. They are closer to me more than those people who are my peers. They know a bit more. I relate a bit more. I show them a bit more of myself than the people in the worship team. Those people are called my close friends. But there is one that is called the bosom friend or best friend. Like David and Jonathan were. Your bosom friend, you don't withhold anything. He knows your in, he knows your out, knows your habits, knows your faults, and still likes you just the way you are, accepts you just the way you are, knows where, can just say, Boshe Mashere, this, you have related, and you are relating. And the wonderful thing I found out while I was doing this research is that friendships last a lifetime, as long as you work at it. I know it's not everybody you meet that you call your friend that you will remain friends forever. It's not everybody. Life happens. You relocate, they relocate, and all of that. But, you know, when we are talking about friendship, I'm talking about your side of the story now. What kind of a friend are you? I found out that friendships have to be cultivated. They don't just happen. Good friendships is like planting a seed. You work at it. You nurture it. You treat it well. You handle it. Let's not take the ability to make friends for granted. Because there are some people in this world, they don't find it easy to make friends. So if you find it easy to make friends, please do so. Smile at somebody. Say hello. Say, how are you? It doesn't matter whether they are just acquaintances. Just spread the love of God around. And there are people that have developmental problems, like people with autism and Down syndrome. Don't feel bad if they don't want to be your friend. They just can't find it within themselves. They don't understand the concept of friendship. They don't. So if we understand that about them, then we will not put them or ourselves under too much pressure. When we're talking about friendship, I want us to look at the characteristics. It's built on common interests. It's not limited to you by age or gender, but there is a bond with that other person. And that bond is recognized and reciprocated by both of you. There is a bond between you. Most times, it lacks any sexual involvement, particularly when it's between a man and a woman, or a boy and a girl. I'm not saying you can't be friends with your husband. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the friendship that I'm defining here is somebody who has got your back. Somebody you know you can go to bed and not worry when they are handling your situation. When they've got things on the burner for you. Then there is equal amount of power and authority between both of you. Even though you are of different ages. Mommy Adegun, should I tell them? Even though you are of different ages, she's my mother, but she's my friend. And I have pet name for her. Because I know anytime I need, I can go to her. She's got my back. We laugh, we joke. But you know, when it's time for serious issues, there are serious issues. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It doesn't have to be that. No, because you do not know that need that you will meet in the life of the person. And if it's your husband or your wife, even better. What a wonderful opportunity. Because romance, is it every time you are romantic? No, it's not. Life happens. So when life happens, your friendship will keep you strong. Your relationship will keep you strong. Friendship is by choice. It is not forced. You are friends with people because you choose to be. So if you choose to be, what kind of friend are you? Let's not take it for granted. Let's not take it for granted. Some friendships are just for a season. Just like Jonathan and David. There was no way. God knew. That relationship was a solid one. David said, your love for me was like the love of a woman. The Bible says that the heart of Jonathan was knit with David's. So much that they began to make covenants with themselves. Transcending even their own generation into the future generation. That is relationship. So, there are some friendships that should be avoided though. There are some friendships that can put you in trouble. So you have to be sensitive as well. It's not every friend that is a friend. And I have to open up your heart to know that. Even some of your friends will still betray you. Because they are human beings. They are not God. They are not perfect. But when you go through trials together and you still come back together. And you are able to talk with one another. You are able to relate and get over your faults and shortcomings, then you are true friends. What kind of friend are you? God bless you.